see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program tonight, this afternoon. Hey, welcome, everybody. And here we go. On this Monday, it's the 3rd of February, almost close to Valentine's Day. Family, today, I tell you what, this morning's been busy. I get banned, put back on, banned again, shouted out. Oh, man, I tell you, it's like upturning pancakes, then trying to put on another pancake and keep up turning the whole way. Family, I'm an old Southern country boy here in Mount Airy, North Carolina, home of Andy Griffin. The program, Andy Griffin, was named after a little community outside of, in the outskirts, if you want to call it that, of Mount Airy itself, called Mayberry. It's a little community outside, and they call it Mayberry, RFD. It's country. I'm country. Well, mountainous, actually. Raised in the mountains. But when I left the country life in 71, I struck out to college and went to college and all that, played football and all that sort of thing, Marine Corps, to go fight and kill VC because they're commies. You got the idea? I hated hippies, so I liked to fool with them. I didn't like communists. I didn't like hippies, little pot-smoking hippies, I call them. Liberals, anti-war, un-American, wearing their black berets with the communist sign sickle on it in college, I'd hunt them down. Oh, I got a history. Well, Vietnam ended in 1975, 2 months before I got out of college, and 2 months before I was commissioned as a Marine, also in the Marine Corps. May of 75, March, April, May. So 2 months after I was graduating and was going to join or volunteer to go to Vietnam. Oh, goodness gracious alive. I had no idea the reality of, and I mean this literally and factually, that our American history books are nothing more than Mother Goose rhymes. They are undoubtedly, irrefutably, evidentiarily, whatever you want to call it, fabricated. And there's an absolute fact. Now, if it makes you unhappy, I'm sorry. But I told you all this right now to let you know I start off as a patriot. And I still love my country and all that sort of thing. But I spent 12 years in the Marine Corps. And even after I got out in 87, 88, I still sought after to go fight somewhere. So I went to Saudi Arabia. I had an opportunity. I went to Kuwait in 94. Opportunity came up. You want to volunteer? I said, hell yeah, I do. And then another opportunity, we were attacked November the 13th, 1995. You want to go, since you went to Kuwait, you want to go to Saudi Arabia? I said, oh, you better believe I do. To go get who? To go help protect our advisors in Saudi Arabia that were attacked in Riyadh, November 13th, 1995, at downtown Riyadh. A 500-pound bomb went off, or actually, it's probably more like 250-pound bomb. But anyway, went off, and I happened to be there, and State Department contract, and I was sent there to set up the security for them. Same thing exactly happened in Kuwait in 1994. About 2 years, a year and a half earlier, I was also asked specifically to set up security for Camp Dohai, specifically me. I've been in it. I've been around it, so my experience is vast. Well, so what? I went to Kosovo 5 years. I went another war. That was in 1999. I was there 5 years. And then I snuck under there after being a whistleblower for 5 years. That was ended 2 years before I was supposed to leave, by the way. I sort of snuck under the carpet and became a project manager for intelligence project for the State Department in Congo for the tripartite cell agreements. Tripartite cell, bringing four African countries together to fight communism or fight terrorism or something. The tripartite cell. I started that too. Ironically enough, I worked with an MPRI specialist. MPRI, you know, my regular listeners heard me talk about them. They're Americans, but they don't understand totally what they're involved in. They work with the CIA. They don't understand how big this goes, how deep it goes. Even they, retired, you know, warrant officers or master sergeants or E7s, E8s, E9s, whatever, they don't understand the world they live in. They don't understand where the country, this roots of this country, and Europe, and Britain especially, what's really behind the curtain, they don't know. I know they don't know. They don't understand it. I had the same stuff put in my head, you know, patriotism and all that stuff, religion and all that. See, Jesus Christ is not about religion. And even today, I can say this and not blink an eye, Jesus Christ, the redemption he provides, the salvation he provides, the love he has, the true word of the God in the King James Bible, doesn't have a whole lot to do with Christianity. The majority of leaders today in TBN, 700 Club, you name it, I mean all of them, has been totally infiltrated by Jesuits, Roman Catholic Jesuits, by word faith heresy, universalism, you name the ism, it's it. Doggone it, I even believe that rheumatism's part of it. Family, Satan, what these preachers, rabbis, and priests aren't teaching is that when Satan in fact, brought Eve under temptation and disobedience. Adam followed. Both of them were equally guilty. That put the whole human race in a sinful nature. Long story, really short. And from then on, it cursed the entire human race. And that's a fact supported by Scripture. If it makes you uncomfortable, I don't know what to tell you. But I'm not going to back down from what I know to be the truth and can provide the evidence with Scripture. At that moment of time, that subjugated the entire human race as an enemy of God because we sinned against Him. However, the entire human race was then, by original sin concept and the genius of God, was redeemed by one man and by God through Jesus Christ. My point, from the moment man sinned and was thrown out of the Garden of Eden, guarded by really big angels, Satan was subjugated, but he still had dominion because dominion of the human race and the earth was passed from Adam to Satan. Because man followed Satan. However, Satan was defeated at the cross of Calvary, and Joyce Myers is wrong, Copeland is wrong, Brazier, the whole lot of them wrong, to even begin to say that Jesus Christ was tormented in hell. That's the most heretical, ridiculous, lying theocracy I've ever heard, and it has no scripture whatsoever. Ask them to show you Scripture. They cannot intervene in their sermons. Excuse me, I have a question for you. Where in the Bible does it say that Jesus Christ suffered in hell and was tormented by the demons? Show me now or watch me walk out of here. You got 10 seconds. They cannot do it. None of them can. And all of TBN, not one of them can show you. I promise you. Not one, Joyce Myers or none of them that are Eastern Stars or Freemasons, can show you where Christ suffered the torment of hell. It is impossible. They won't do it because they can't. You see? Oh, the Roman Catholic Church was formed in 325 A.D. as an institution. Christianity, this thing called religion of Christianity, began. Well, religion is what's called a ray, R-A-Y, an ashram ray, one of the seven formed by the fallen angels, one of seven rays. The others is politics, philosophy, science, harmony, beauty, and the arts is one. Finance, several others, seven of them total. And they are controlled by objectives and milestones by fallen angels that are of a general ranking structure level. Here's my point. My point is, once Satan fell, there was fallen angels under him in the second dimensional level that then set forth to organize this world structure into what they wanted. And they did. Satan just didn't sit around and say, well, what do I do now? Fly around on a broomstick and I just dive bomb when I want to and pick on who I want. No, it's excruciatingly organized. Unbelievable. Using mankind that follows him as nothing more than servants and slaves. Who am I talking about? The Vatican. The royal blue bloodline families. You're all your kings and queens today of a hybrid entity, hybrid human beings with a copper-based DNA, Rh negative, interbred with the fallen angels. Shall I be more specific than that? That's why they don't marry outside their families. They have a gene of which mankind does not have. That's why when they go outside the family, they are killed, murdered in some way. Diana was one. Bruce Lee was another. They will not let the offspring get outside the family because of that one gene that they keep controlled. That's why Queen Elizabeth II, for example, married her second cousin. And they keep it on second cousin levels. Family, this is what's going on today. You see? So to continue to comment on the main point, Satan has spent since Adam and Eve to infiltrate into the world system and design it and fix it so people could not, would not be able to connect the dots, but always comes so close to the truth, but then deviates. That's what the churches do today. That's what your so-called truth tellers today, your whistleblowers. They come very close to truth. Then they go deviate off to the side, take you away from the truth. And the truth is, the only way to heaven is one. And that's through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. There is no other way. If there's any other way, then what was Jesus coming down here for? Oh, but he is a prophet. Really, where do you get that from? He won't find it in the Bible. Now, if you want to go ahead and write your own Bible, go on ahead. You can do that. I wouldn't recommend it. But you can do that if you want to. You can pull from anything. You can include Mother Goose rhymes and part of, I don't know, Elmer Fudd's hereditary background if you want to. You can throw whatever you want to in there. It won't be true, though. I'd rather read Mother Goose rhymes and get a chuckle than to read a Thomas Jefferson or Marietta Baker type Bible. Only one Bible, factually, irrefutably, is the King James Bible. And none of the ones I mentioned today, not one from the Pope himself, to Joyce Myers, Copeland, Hagee, Hagen, Eli James, not one of them can refute the fact that the King James Bible, Cambridge edition, is the only true word of God on the entire face of this planet. No exception. And there's no evidence otherwise. You won't find it. Family, it's important to know the true word of God because it means the difference between going to heaven or hell. I see that as very important. You see, it's not time for games anymore because you see the differences of now as it was 10 years ago and 20 years ago. Wow. But here's the catchy part, and I'm going to dedicate the broadcast as I do. But the catchy part is, it's like trying to catch a fish on a hook. If you've got a fish that bites nothing but a silver hook, you got really dumb fish or hungry. A fish, why do you think to put lures on it for? That's to trick the fish into biting something it thinks is real, and it finds out it's not. That's exactly what they've done. They put a wiggly worm on the end of a hook or something shiny and gold on it to attract, and you find out and you dig down deep. Nothing but a hook to trap you and pull you out of the water. Then they eat you. That means the second death. And that's what's really the bottom line. It's not Fukushima, not FEMA camps. It's not, they got coffins in Atlanta, Georgia. They got some kind of meteorite racing to the earth. They're going to hit the water and go, pshhh. All this stuff. Some of it may happen. But what they're trying to do is fake the tribulation period to bring in what they call Sanan Emmanuel, a fallen angel who is going to go by the name of Jeshua, a fake Jesus. He is not the real Jesus. This is a trick of the Hebrew Roots movement and the lie that they tell. Sacred Name movement, Hebrew Roots movement, is a lie from the pit of hell. It's linked up to Arnold Murray, Shepherd Apple, Herbert Armstrong, Universalist, the Aryan Nation, the Christian Identity, the whole lot. Everybody's connected. They're all connected. James Dobson, Doug Dynasty, the whole lot of them. Saddleback Church, Rick Warren. He's a confessed, professed, and confessed member of the Council of Foreign Relations. Oh, we'll get to that later. And the Council of Foreign Relations are the murderers that was involved in World War II, III. Oh, it's coming. The Council of Foreign Relations. And as evidenced by an actual briefing that you can hear Hillary say, how the Council of Foreign Relations tells them what to do. Hillary, you know Hillary, right? Hillary Clinton, the next upcoming president to bring in the female goddess Gaia into the system. Oh, it's coming. They're laying the stage now. Yeah, they're just laying the groundwork, sneaking up on you. You see, it's all about the Baphomet. Man to become woman, woman to become man, and have the same into each in the body. Self-replicating, you might say. It's part of the DNA changing for a new creation that's going to evolve as Satan is set up. They're never going to make it. God will not allow it. He stopped it by the flood. He'll stop it by the fire. This is the big picture. Well, family, today I'm getting specifics. And tomorrow, part two. And Wednesday, part three. Thursday, part four. Friday, part five. I'm not going to stop. Tonight, to remind you, is RevelationRadioNetwork.org. It'll be on another network, another program, but I also have Watchmen for Jesus show that they're featuring from, allow me to, it used to be Watchmen Chronicles, but tonight will be a continuation of the Monday night, 8 to 10, Revelation Radio Network, Watchmen for Jesus show also, Mondays. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, of course, is a regular broadcast, 4 to 6. And then nighttime, 7:30 to 9, is the Bible study. And we're going to get into the end times, the coming deceptions, and just wherever the Holy Spirit leads me, as He leads you all. I'm nobody special by no stretch of the imagination, but I will tell you this. My wisdom began when I pulled myself out of this patriotic fervor, out of some religion, out of some what I've learned in my past, and realized I didn't have knowledge. So I had to gain it. But I gained it through wisdom and not belonging to any man-made organization, movement, religion, or otherwise to hold me back. I escaped it. I don't belong to anything or anybody except Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. And that's simply because I choose to. It's not me special. It's just my choice. We all have a freedom choice. You see? Now, today I'm going to go through I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here in a second. I'm going to go through. Someone sent me a video, a YouTube video that's pretty good by a person named Platt. He did the work on putting certain quotes together. But what I'm going to do is use that today, but I'm going to give you the full scope. Now, the person does a good job on collecting clips here and clips there and put some statistics down and all this. What I'm going to do is give you additional background for each of the subjects today that it covers and use that as kind of a guideline to lay the groundwork for the rest of the week based on that. And it kind of shows you how they set this thing up. It's just unbelievable. But I'm going to use that as a guideline today, I do believe. We'll see. I just let the Holy Spirit guide me and lead me in the direction I got to go. But you all got to know about this deception because it's going to hit you with a pounding hammer. It's coming up. You know, they're laying the groundwork. They did a study, found that 90% of those in the study believe in aliens. Family, there are no aliens. They're fallen angels. They are demons. You can't have both. You're finding an increase of supernatural activity. Big time. And then they're coming up with the UFO, alien agenda, and disclosure. Family, it's one and the same. Lord, We come to you today in prayer, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity we have that you've given us to be able to broadcast on our own. Thank you, Father, for this network and what you put together, Father, to give it and set it up. I could not have done this myself, Lord, and with help from others, it all came together. Thank you, Father, for this. Lord, we thank you for the most. We thank you for Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. We thank you, Lord, that you gave your Son, your only Son, for our salvation. That through him we are saved, but only through him. And Father, we thank you for the King James Bible. Father, that's your word. Give us that we can study and be in touch with the Holy Spirit and know you from the start. Father, we praise, we thank you, Lord, for your discernment, your wisdom you give us. Father, to help us keep on track, to keep obedient to you by giving us trials and tribulations and the convictions of the spirit and the soul, that, Lord, that when we stray, that you'll bring us back. That, Lord, through this conviction, through the guilt that you provide, Lord, we thank you for this. We thank you for the trials, for the tribulations you give us to make us stronger. And, Lord, that you won't put more in what we can handle. But, Father, we thank you for these opportunities that you've given us to give us strength and to build our courage. Lord, we know we're going to need it more as we go along. Father, we call upon you to bring peace to those seeking the truth. And Father, to give wisdom to those that's going to speak out, the watchmen, to give them the truth, give them the wisdom, give them the courage that they can speak up and speak out. Even on the pulpits, Lord, that you will find those that have the courage to step away from this control of the churches through the 501c3, to step away from their dogmas as passed on by the Vatican, stay away from the Protestant background, Lord, that's being controlled by the Freemasonry, Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, that control what's also being taught in the churches. Father, to take that away, to shut their mouths, and to bring out the ones with courage to speak the truth on the pulpit about repentance, about salvation, about the Lord Jesus Christ, about the sins we commit, and Father, to bring them to the light. Father, we call upon you to strip down the protection of the fallen angels, and Father, to expose this false UFO alien lie that's being perpetrated. Now, Lord, we call upon you to expose this lie, this delusion, and Father, to break down and tear up their computers, their chemtrails, making devices, their planes. Father, that you stop them from taking off, that you can destroy their computer systems. And Lord, to cause division among the pilots, to cause division among the groups and units. And Lord, to cause division among the Council of Foreign Relations and cause division among the Society of International Affairs, Father, all these, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, to cause them division. And Father, all those in the Illuminati inside and those on the outside. And Father, to bring to light those in the churches to speak up about the truth and to turn away from their blood oaths that they've taken. We call upon you, Lord, that you'll protect our returning servicemen to set up divine appointments. That, Lord, that they'll find divine appointments setting up, that they'll run across friends or relatives or loved ones or somehow that will tell them the truth about the microchips, tell them the truth about the set up suicides that's been going on, Lord, that you'll take their minds off of suicide and put it on the face of Jesus. That, Lord, he'll lead them to the right, on the right path through the Holy Spirit. That, Lord, you'll render null and void the effects of these drugs and vaccinations in their body and destroy those microchips inside and destroy the technology that the Illuminati has, the HARP and all these. Lord, you destroy their technology. And, Father, especially this next couple months, you seal up those portals that they're opening through disasters and torment that they're causing. And, Lord, these things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Found me my website, which is being worked on, as I'm teaching myself to be a web designer. It's slow, too. Anyway, on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, which I use mainly as a point of contact for the web, broadcast, but also I've been putting some stuff there, some information and studies. I'm going to start putting more this week. But on there, I have two significant studies. Actually, part one and part two of the suicide conspiracy. Read it for yourselves. Make your own decisions. But our troops are targeted with orchestrated, planned suicides. They don't want the troops talking what they saw. They want the military. Since 1950s, they've been targeting our military selectively, very secretly, on the long-term basis, a generational objective of planning to degrade our U.S. military since after World War II. It started with Korea. Vietnam was planned to lose by the design of the Council of Foreign Relations and our own Joint Chief of Staff, who were Knights of Columbus and Knights of Malta, traitors to this country, traitors to God, under the guise of following benevolent steps. They lie to themselves. Now, I can't say whether they get a lobotomy at a lieutenant colonel level. I don't know. But something happens to their brain. It might have something to do with taking a blood oath. Either way, they're at fault. And they have, in fact, targeted our own country. But they're under the direction of the Illuminati. Because the Council of Foreign Relations, which controls what the Joint Chief of Staff think, eat, and go to the bathroom, is controlled by the Illuminati through the round table. Now, if they finally get courage, which some of them have, and they step away from it, they'll lose their rank, they'll be set up in some way, or they will be murdered, literally, by CIA, Mossad, or other killers, Jesuits inclusive. That's what's going on today. It started in Vietnam with Agent Orange, the building of a glycerol factory in Russia, plans, specifications given to Russia by our military-industrial complex in America in 1966. The glycerol in 1966-67 on was used as detonator in the booby traps, which they planned and knew would cause 50% of the deaths of our troops. The liberalism, the anti-war demonstrations, all the above, was planned by the Illuminati to degrade the morale of those returning and start the degradation of U.S. sovereignty. And that's a fact. It's not speculation at all. The firing at Kent State on U.S. citizens was planned to check and see if U.S. troops would actually fire on American citizens. As a matter of fact, even as far back as another traitor by the name of FDR, who is planning a military takeover of the U.S. government, as I have a quote directly from his own words given to William G. Carr, March 4, 1939, and by the 1950s, Senator Lundeen passed this quote on to William G. Carr, because Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N, was a member of one of the three congressional committees that heard FDR speak this quote, March 4th, 1939. It's slam dunk. Family, do y'all understand what I'm saying here? Do you have you grasp what I'm telling you? Lucifer has been really, really busy. As we have allowed him to in our governments and so forth. And on. That's my point. And it's evident by certain wars, objectives. This is not pleasant to hear. Churchill was responsible for the murder of all those aboard the Lusitania with J.P. Morgan. I've got this documented. He pulled off the support ship, the destroyer, that was there to protect the Lusitania on May 7th. He pulled it off on purpose, allowed the death of 1,201 lives by design to justify the entrance into World War I. Huh? And in 1921 to 22 to about 1928 time frame, FDR, Lord Churchill, the Knights of Malta, remember, the Japanese elite, royal families, planned Pearl Harbor and the necessary arrangements to set up World War II between 1921 and 1928. And the go-between, the U.S. and British hierarchy and Japanese elite, secretively, was Ensign Yamamoto, who was going to Harvard during that period of time, gone for 2 years, returned back to the United States toward the end of the 1920s, to bring back the planning process. And later, Ensign Yamamoto became Admiral Yamamoto, who on December the 7th, 1941, led the attack of the very plans that he had helped foment, except he failed to secure the West Coast. Oh, there's a lot more to it than people even can imagine. You see, what they all don't realize, and they're going to have to the hard way, is that God is in control. They're not. Is that God's in control. Lucifer is not. No one below the grade rank of God is in control of the events today. Not one human being and not one supernatural being that's coming as a alien, biggest lie ever was, an ascended master, they call themselves. It's all a bunch of lies. It's nothing more than Satan knowing his death thrones, he's going to hell, along with the fallen angels. And this is their effort throughout our history to take your soul. Everything on this face of this planet is designed for this purpose. I mean to tell you, everything. You see? Because they lose. They lost at the cross of Calvary. And they're going to lose in the end. It's called hell. And it's eternity. Family, don't follow these people. The churches are the worst. The Christian churches are lying to 90% of the people here in America. I can give you specifics. It's not a problem. The Roman Catholic Church is going to take many to hell. Family, Jesus Christ is not about religion. He's about redemption. He's about salvation. He's about love. But he's about justice. And when he says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, that's what he means. It's not for us to do God's work in that regard. Our work for God is the Great Commission. We all have different roles to play. Different, well, positions, you might say, to spread the gospel. It's not my job to go around and say, well, God's going to put vengeance on you, blah, blah, blah. I'm just telling you what's going to happen when you don't follow. He's telling us, if you don't take Jesus as Savior, you've already sealed your fate. It's your choice and decision. Just like Adam and Eve had a choice and decision to obey God or not. You see, this is what's going. He's to strengthen you, but the ramifications are real. Family, this ain't about what we're going to debate about politics. We're going to debate about religion. Man, we got time for debating. Got time for spreading. And let the Holy Spirit do all the convicting. You see? That's why these preachers nowadays don't have any business going around talking about politics. That's not their job. Their job is to speak the truth about Jesus, about redemption, salvation. Repent and be baptized. Spread the word of the gospel of love of Jesus. But you better know about the justice too. They're not talking about hell. Hell's a long time. Eternity's forever. You see? It's a one-time shot, man. You don't keep coming back and back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You get one shot, man. Don't mess with this. Don't mess with it. You know, I've been known to get up out of a church and leave, man. When that preacher starts talking heresy or word faith or charismatic stuff, man, I'm gone. I get up and leave right then. I don't care. I've got that point. You know, I don't have time for my ears to set this nonsense that they got going on today. You know, these churches have been infiltrated 100%. I think if you actually look at the circumstances around the death of David Wilkerson, you're liable to be a little bit shocked and surprised to find out that wasn't an accident. Because that was one man that spoke the truth of God, and he wasn't afraid to, and he had a large following. And that's one thing that Bill Cooper scared the dickens out of him with. He went from being a whistleblower, because he, Bill Cooper was Illuminati even by bloodline. Oh, yeah. But the Spirit of God got a hold of him. He became born-again Christian. He talked about Jesus then toward after. He became real dangerous then, because they don't want you connecting those dots. He's a powerful force, Bill Cooper. He became a spokesman for God through Jesus, that's for sure, you see. Larry McDonald, same thing. John Todd, same thing. And they all got something in common. And Russo was coming around. Oh, yeah. Family, Satan is prince of this world. But God's king. And that king is getting ready to do some stomping. But right now, he's patient. But his patience is wearing thin, because you got now working on 18 states to support homosexual marriage. Now, they can do what they want. I'm just telling you what's going on. Because the more states that go against the Bible teachings, because that's what the law is supposed to support. Whether the people do it or not, the laws are supposed to support it. God will support it. He'll allow it. But when we start turning away from God on a country basis with our laws and legislation, it's Katie bar the door. God pulls away. And you can better believe, Freemasons, Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, you'll find your secret societies worship Lucifer. And Lucifer, according to the Bible, Isaiah 14:12, Luke 10:18, and Revelation 22:16 proves that Lucifer and Satan are the same, and Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God, but also he's the bright and morning star. But Lucifer and Satan are one and the same, according to his true word in the King James Bible. The other Bibles won't show you that. That's significant. That's why it was done that way. That's why it was changed. Isaiah 14:12, Luke 10:18. Look at the other Bibles, what it says about those two verses. And then go to 22:16, Revelation. See what they've done. King James Bible, can't fool it. It's clear. Lucifer is Satan. Jesus Christ is not the same. Oh, they're sneaky. All right. I kind of like to start off slow. Deception is what's going on today. Now, I'm going to play this video. It's already been done by one named Chris Pratt, Deceptions USA. It's pretty well done. However, I'm going to ad lib it. I'm going to give you additional information. And not a lot of correction to it, but some things are missing. And it's not because the person did this did it on purpose. It's because there's so much to it. But I'm going to add a little bit that you all need to know about these instances, situations that's come up about it. So, before I go there with that, let's do this. you'll find out, and my regular listeners have heard me talk about this before, HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, HAARP, there's 13 stations in the world, or more, and it has over 20-plus missions, from mind control to weather control, can produce drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, tornadoes, drought, I said, mind control, many different missions for HAARP. It sends an ionic pulse, heats up the ionosphere, heats up the atmosphere to a billion plus degrees. They can adjust it. Or it can provide ELF transmissions nationwide in a cloud of sort, using the ELF transmitting towers to put an entire cloud around the United States, specifically I'm talking about, and can change the frequency vibration of Schumann resonance. That's a normal 7.8 down to 6, all the way up to 10 to 11 to 12. When they change the vibrational rate, frequency vibration around you in a cloud at 6, say for example, it causes extreme depression in the individuals, and they don't know why. You add to it, write it down if you want to, voice-to-skull technology, like having an MP3 player in your head without the earphones. You got yourself an automatic kind of hypnotizing device. Hence, this is why one of the reasons how they're facilitating the suicides. If you crank it up to 10 or 11 hertz, you have extreme rage, anxiety, road rage type behavior, and they don't know why. You add to it, they can implant thoughts in the head because your body is energy. And the energy coming out of the microwave technology is like synthetic demonic possession. Family, this technology goes back to the 60s, back to the 40s, back to the 30s. Nikola Tesla. Family, if you only had any idea of the technology they've developed, it would leave you completely breathless. Why do you think in the sixth seal, once the first seal is broken, everything happens between the first seal and the sixth seal of the tribulation period hadn't happened yet. Why do you think at the sixth seal that God's going to send a tremendous earthquake worldwide to tear down all their technology, buildings, towers, everything? There will be nothing left of mankind that's operating. And then, by then, the fallen angels have been grounded, put on earth, and then begins in the first trumpet, the last 3.5 years, when it begins, the judgment of God upon this earth. Then you will see the real judgment, not this fake Bagley, we've got a red river some other place in Pakistan. Oh, there we have blood in the river. Or we got some hailstones falling in Texas. Oh, there you go, the hailstones are falling. That's all a bunch of baloney. Your dead fish, dead birds, dead cows is being caused and orchestrated by technology. They fail. But they're deceiving a lot of people. HAARP causes heat in the atmosphere. That's one of it. Article today, the Arctic's layer cake atmosphere blamed for rapid warming. Family, they're targeting the Arctic with heat. They're targeting out west with a drought, and they got that fake snow here in the south. You will find the snow that fell here in the southern regions . You'll find it was, if you do the research, you'll find it was plastic. You'll find it consists of sodium polyacrylate. You'll also find high concentration of barium oxide, aluminum oxide, and barium stromum niobate. The barium family serves many different purposes. One, for 3D holographic imagery. It was an army project using stromium, barium, niobate, linking it with 3D holographic images. And don't tell me they can't produce UFOs as holograms. They've done it already. And bodies, and people, and aliens, and whatever else you want to call them. Barium is in the snow. Barium is in the water. Now, that's the outer explanation for it. It's deeper than that. Much deeper than that. What they're not telling you is that in the Old Testament period before the flood, you had Nephilim. You had giants, men of renown. These were hybrid. The daughters of man cohabitated with the sons of God. That was the fallen angels. And there's not one preacher that can prove otherwise, although they say it. They say that the sons of God were the sons of Seth. They're either criminally misrepresenting the truth, or they're poor researchers. You ain't got a third choice. Because in Job 38:7, for example, it talks about the sons of God again. Except these sons of God shouted for joy when the foundations of the earth was laid. The stars in heaven, angels, sang, and the sons of God shouted for joy. And here's where God is telling Job where he founded, established the foundations of the earth. And the stars of heaven sang, and the sons of God shouted for joy. Now, how could the sons of God, the sons of Seth, shout for joy when the foundations of the earth was laid, when they weren't even born yet? Ask that of your preacher that promotes this heresy. He'll get mad at you. They'll excommunicate you or whatever. But that's probably a benefit to get out of that darn church. It don't matter whether it's Baptist or Evangelical or Presbyterian or Methodist or Timbuktuist or whatever. They don't know what they're talking about. And the Bible supports what I'm telling you. Sons of God are the fallen angels. When they cohabitated with the daughters of men, you had two different DNA sequences. A copper-based DNA and a carbon-based iron oxide DNA. Guess which one's human? The iron oxide. Guess what's the fallen angel? Copper and gold. DNA. Now, for the Nephilim to survive, to grow large, to facilitate, listen now, to facilitate evolution that they created, that they modified, that they promulgated, there's your evolution, was manipulation of DNA of animals, plants, and now you know where the dinosaurs came from. The atmosphere content was heavy in barium to facilitate DNA manipulation. Uh-huh. Now you got the point? You have walking among you, for example, the blue bloodline, the kings and queens and the genetic material I told you about a little while ago. They're Nephilim. These gigantic, muscle-bound Mr. Olympia and all these guys, that's not because they're drinking protein shakes and working out a lot. Uh-uh. It's manipulation of DNA. You're looking at Nephilim. They're not telling you that. They're selling this garbage on the sports magazines and all that, thinking some 90-pound weakling is going to grow like that. Uh-uh. They're doing ritual using human biological alchemy and possession to achieve these kind of body levels. Those are Nephilim hidden right under your nose in plain view, in plain sight. This has been tapped into by the DOD. They're trying to bring the days of Noah back to us. The giants have not been released yet. Now you get my point? Did you know, look it up on your own now, the old TV tubes, the gases within the TV tubes contain barium oxide, like a big old TV screen, thereby facilitating 3D holographic imagery. Add to it voice to skull with sounds, you got yourself a science fiction movie made real. To bring in the Day of Declaration, the fallen angels to become in as aliens. That will be one of the great delusions. Because family, right now, the next hour, or after, whenever you choose, look up the one named Sananda Emanuel, and you tell me who he looks like. There's your Yeshua. There's your Jeshua, your Yahweh. Because God of the Bible, when he shows, when Jesus Christ shows, it'll be the rapture before the wrath. When he shows again, it's called the second coming. And nobody knows what the real Jesus looks like. How about that? Look it up right now. And you tell me. That's what they're setting up. And people aren't connecting the dots. And these churches are not prepared. You even have the Vatican, Obama, my mama. You got Obama having a UFO receiving committee. You got the Vatican receiving committee, the aliens. They're saying the aliens can be saved. No, they can't. They turned away from God, and that's what hell was created for. I don't think God made a mistake. But he did make a way for you to turn away from the lies and blood oaths and renounce them. And take Jesus as Savior. But you will incur the wrath of man. You're going to lose your job in that parking place, I'd bet you. But it's better that than losing your life in eternity, don't you think? They're manufacturing old global warming with this HAARP. And family, I learned, unrelated, actually. Three cases this morning hit me at one time within an hour's period, for example. A close friend said she had a dream about it, and these dreams are starting to happen, have been for 6 months or a year, various people, about end times events. Some they'll tell you, some won't, because they're ridiculed. But God's picking and choosing whom he gives dreams to, and they're coming. And he's given dreams to normal, average folks. He ain't going to give them to religious leaders today. It ain't going to happen. But the average people out there, within certain circles, God's given them dreams and visions of end times events in specific terms. And one that told me by accident, I was talking to someone this morning, about into the effect of a battleship of sort. That a heat of some nature caused the battleship to melt. Now, you could say a nuclear explosion or a nuclear missile hit it from one of the silkworms or whatever they got or whatever, but I didn't know at the point, but I just heard the dream, which is private. I'm not going to say who or what or when. I already said when, but nevertheless, not who or what, but a battleship was described and it melted. Well, about a 20 minutes later, half hour later, someone called me up and said there's a certain government whistleblower. Of course, I know about that. They're going to tell you 90% truth of what they want you to know. On somebody's show about a device or a weapon they had that could focus a beam above the ionosphere of a million plus degrees to heat up a city and cause people to vaporize. I said, yeah, that's harp, or at least one of the missions of harp, if not something else. And then all of a sudden dawned on me, that'd be how they would take care of a missile, a ship, destroy it, then blame it on a country, and you got yourself World War III. If not the fake World War III to bring on the first seal, but the real World War III, which is the second seal. Either way, it's coming. They have weapons out there, family, that could cause you to completely freeze up because it intermingles with your energy. It causes the body to stop moving. It makes you kind of freeze up. They can disassemble molecules and particles and reassemble them. They have weapons you can't imagine. They have a way that they can speak to every man, woman, and child in America and Europe, voice to skull, hear voices in your head, using ELF transmission and these ELF towers coming from HARP. So, for example, family, you actually have this technology at Walmart. They have these devices that when you get in a certain area of the sports areas, you start hearing advertisement, but there's nowhere you can't find where the actual speakers are, because there aren't any. And they tell you about it. They tell you, we have this technology. Synthetic telepathy, they call it. Well, I saw the use of it immediately. You see, when Maitreya, the Antichrist, according to Benjamin Krem, since 1980s, has been telling us, been telling them, actually, us because we read about it, that Maitreya will speak to everybody on the earth in their own language, in the heads. Well, duh, there you go. It's called voice-to-skull technology. And 90% of the population, definitely in America, that don't know about this. Can you imagine? And these churches is not prepared for alien invasion of fallen angels and so forth. Family, 1938, October 38, War of the Worlds broadcast, Orson Welles, who's a Freemason, by the way, was a test of this very thing. You see, Orson Welles was given the script by the same playwright that wrote The Wizard of Oz. That broadcast was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation through Princeton University as a psychological warfare experiment. To see if people would believe it. They're trying to melt the Arctic Circle with HARP to raise that water table. That would facilitate a tsunami on the East Coast. They're also wanting to melt the ice covering certain caverns that will allow the Nephilim to come out of. The barium in the atmosphere is going to be used to facilitate the DNA evolution of the Nephilim that walks among us. This is the deepest, darkest meaning of what's going on today. You need to know right now. And they can't operate when you scream out, yell out the name of Jesus Christ. That's the weapon they don't want you to know about. Because that is your weapon. It's the name of Jesus. But if you're not in touch with Jesus through the Holy Spirit, you got a big problem. You yell out, Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua, Jeshua, Yahweh, you're in a whole lot of trouble. Because it's not going to answer to you. You see? Only in the name of Jesus. God knows the heart. He knows which Jesus you're talking about. Family, you know, I like to come up with cute little stories and all that stuff, you know, and all kind of touchy-feely and warm and fuzzy. But family, somebody got to tell the truth, and you got to understand what's going on. And I don't want you to believe everything I say at all. Don't go around saying I'm a source. I've given you clues. Now you go and find yourself out. You become the authority on your own. And if I'm wrong, man, come back and tell me. Tom, I found out you're wrong. Man, let me know. Get your evidence together. If I make a mistake, man, I'll change it in a heartbeat. I don't know it all. But everything I say, I've already researched it. If I miss something, you let me know now. But, family, you ain't got much time. And even that, though, people are waiting for that big coming of Jesus in the clouds. What if you die tomorrow? What if you just get pulled away in our own lusts, in our own distractions, and get lost there? What then? See, that's what we're talking about here. It's not just waiting for the supernatural events to happen. When it does, oh, I'll fall down my knees then. No. Don't wait for that time. Tap into the Holy Spirit now. As I say that, I got to add something to it. You as a born-again Christian, you as a Christian seeking the love of Jesus, seeking to be born again, you are tapped into the Holy Spirit. Well, Satan knows that because Satan has no wisdom. He has no discernment. He has a whole lot of knowledge, and so does his angels. So does the demons. But they don't have discernment. They don't have the wisdom that you have. So, they try to tap into a born-again Christian or a Christian by use of yoga, drugs, other ways of infiltrating into the mind to find out what God is up to. These are complicated concepts, I'm telling y'all, but it's what's going on. To have the Christian put a spell upon himself so demonic entity can demonize them and tap into what they're thinking to see what the Holy Spirit's up to, because they don't know. And they're in deep, dark, stark fear because they know their time is short. You see, that's a double-edged sword for Satan and the angels, fallen angels, is the more leeway they have, is the less time they know they're going to be on this earth. From their perspective, I don't know, call it bittersweet. Because the more leeway that God gives them, that means they're getting closer to their new world order to be public. They know their time is getting shorter and shorter each time. Because before Jesus Christ comes on this earth to sit in Jerusalem, to rule with a rod of iron, the gospel must be preached in the four corners of the world. And number two, but most importantly, though, is to know that the tribulation must precede him. It's called judgment. It will happen. Not one human being will escape judgment of other. There's two judgments, family, two. You'll find it in the scripture. The judgment seat of Christ, where the rewards are based on five crowns. Those that made it by fire, accepted Jesus as Savior, but did not do with what they were given, did not do with it to the utmost, but they were saved by fire, will be shamed. But they better be glad they're there. The judgment seat of Christ, the marriage supper of the Lamb. The second judgment, at the end of the 1,000 years of Christ's reign on earth, at the end, when Satan's released from his chains, allowed to tip the nations once more, for those that never were influenced, now will be. And that will be the battle of Gog and Magog. We have three great battles coming. World War III, where the extinction of 4 billion humans on this planet will happen, or more. That's the second seal. That hadn't happened yet, by the way. That's the real World War III. it would be fomented between Islam and the Zionists and nations on either side. That would be World War III. The second next battle that's coming is the Battle of Armageddon at the end of the 7 years. The seventh trumpet, the seventh bowl. That's when the real, listen, transhumanized army of a 200 million, billion, 200 million will happen of transhumanized. So when you hear these preachers say, well, the 200 million in the Bible is the Chinese and Russian troops, that's baloney. Because the entire earth will be almost destroyed by the seventh trumpet, for goodness sakes alive. And that is called the Battle of Gog and Magog. And after that's done, that God, Jesus Christ will defeat them again, of course. He is the creator, you know. Then all of heaven and all earth will be destroyed, recreated, perfect, and that begins eternity. You'll have a new heaven and a new earth. And that begins eternity. Satan will be cast in the lake of fire. Now, what I've told you will happen. Time frame? Nobody knows. It's not our business. It's God's business. Our business right now on this earth, this time frame, in the year 2014 and on, is to speak the word of truth, to tell the gospel, and to live our lives as close to perfect as we can. You're going to fail. Boy, I have more than once. But God puts that guilt, conviction, and tribulation on you to bring you back on track. That's the problem with the Joyce Myers and Osteens and all these others, is to keep you off track, to placate. When God's trying to give you tribulations and trials, they're trying to say, live happy, be happy, don't worry. Others say, smoke a joint or whatever. Listen to music. Oh, yeah. Oh, I feel good now. Yeah. Well, when the conviction's coming at you, God's talking to you. He's saying, look, you're going on the side here. Come back to me. That's what conviction's all about. When you feel guilty about doing something, man, that's a good thing. That means you care. That means the Holy Spirit's talking to your heart. Don't do that. That's God talking to you. Man, you're in trial and test here on earth. We're trying to make it a party. This ain't a party. The party comes after in the great white throne, judgment seat of Christ, called Mary the Supper of the Lamb. That's a party. But you already passed the trials. Get there first before you start celebrating something. It's about loving each other, helping each other. We all got different gifts. We got different roles, assignments, and divine appointments. That's what he wants. You see, they're going to be martyrs now. Martyrs are coming. Yep. Well, I'm not a preacher. I'm a former U.S. Marine, just a crazy guy, but I do my research. I don't depend on myself anymore. I depend on the Holy Spirit. That's the way I live my life. It's not easy, neither. I'll tell you one thing for darn sure. Jesus didn't go to hell and to be tortured in hell. That's a lie these TBN preachers are telling, like Joyce Myers and Copeland and all the rest of them. Our Lord and Savior did not go to hell and was not tormented by demons. Man, that ticks me off, torques my jaw. Because it's nothing but absolute total lies. They have no evidence whatsoever. And I cannot believe there's not one person out of the 10,000 listen to them in their, or 500, whatever it is, in their churches, in standing up and saying, hey, you, with a megaphone, like Alex Jones, whatever. Another guy works for the Illuminati. And yelling to them, show me in the Bible. Where did my Savior get tortured in hell and tormented? Now, you will be taken out there. You know that, right? He won't be allowed back in. But how come they all just sit there? You ever seen Osteen that works with Oprah? Oh, yeah. There's a problem there. You ever see how many people is in that stadium? probably as much or more than the ones at the Super Bowl. What if everybody would worship God in the same way, worship Jesus in the same way they did this Super Bowl thing? Or they all appeared the same way as emphatic as they protect their preacher, their evangelist, their religion. They keep protecting the wrong thing. Who's going to protect Jesus? Who's going to go to Jesus? Who? And this Bible, King James Bible. They, oh, you're one of those King James only. Yeah, because there's no other. Hello? You know, knock, knock. There is no other. Get someone to tell you which Bible they use. Watch them get all weird on you. Every time. Because they can't tell you. How come they don't protect Jesus? Why? Man, they will fight, kick, and scream when you start talking about some of these heretical evangelists, preachers, popes, rabbis. They'll protect them, boy, and their religion. They'll protect it. Well, where's Jesus in it? That's what I'm talking about. You know? Where is he? How come they don't protect Jesus the same way? Well, here we go. I'm just getting warmed up for this week. Our history, you know, history is written by the victors. Yeah, that's where our history books come from. Now they don't want you to learn history anymore because they're coming down to a fine-tooth comb. So I'm going to play this thing and stop and start, but try to make it work, and we'll see how it happens. Now, from 1789 to 1860, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, between those elections that were appointed, but all present between George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, were cousins. They're all cousins. Appointed as president of the USA Corporation. And for 50 to 71 years, the presidents were slave owners. You'll find that slavery in the making of America, PBS 2005. All of them were slave owners.
By the late 1880s, a message of hope spread across the Great Plains. It was called the Ghost Dance. A dance to restore the past when Indian nations were free.
You see, white man's fear of the dance was the underlying reason for the massacre at Wounded Knee. They wanted to return back to the old time. You see, white man was brought over out of their own fear of being massacred, literally, by the Vatican. 68 million people were massacred by the Vatican between 1200 A.D. and 1800 A.D. So by the year 1492, an Illuminati bloodline member, an avatar, by the way, of the name of Columbus, one evil individual, and he was, then began the invasion of the North American continent by the Illuminati. The plan began in 1425 to colonate, take over the North American continent, later by the next 75 to 100 years, to be designed as the new Atlantis by a bloodline member by the name of Sir Francis Bacon, another very evil individual who was never friends with King James. Oh, yeah. That's a fact. Before white man came to the North American continent, by the time the descendants of Shem, called Indians and Mexicans, oh, yeah. And you know that Jesus is in the bloodline of Shem from Middle East? You know the Indians and the Mexicans are in the bloodline of Shem? Oh, wow. That all stir up some little bit of controversy, huh? Japheth, the other son of Noah, went north. North of where white folk and Chinese are. And Ham went south. That's where black folk are. Shem stayed in the middle, where olive-skinned, Indian, Middle Easterner kind of people are. Notice that the skin changes from Africa to Middle East, getting whiter every time, huh? And up north, Norway, man, those people are sheet white. And then you go further east, they're still kind of white, sort of, aren't they? Except they got a little bit of a oriental taste to it, isn't it? You know what that's got to do with? After the Tower of Babel, God changed the languages. Did he not? Yes, he did. Because all of the world was one culture and one language during the time of Nimrod. And Nimrod building the Tower of Babel really ticked off God, and he came down. And you know what the Tower of Babel was all about? In short, each level of the Tower of Babel was configured to be able to receive by ritual death and sacrifice fallen angels to come into this realm. So they come back after the flood. They were banished. Big stuff going on today. Had copper outlined on each level of the Tower of Babel. It's where the minerals are for. Alchemy, to allow possession, to allow the fallen angels to come into this second, into the first heaven by ritual. God tore it down, changed the languages, scattered the people, divided the land 10 generations later. So different cultures of people with the same languages, different than others, affected the DNA changes. Because different ley lines of the earth, of different energy points, effects of resonant frequency of each position on the earth is different. That's why in the bear, you're not going to find a polar bear in the North American continent. You might in the Arctic region, because that's where the electromagnetic frequencies manipulate that DNA. Indigenous populations were supposed to stay where they were. God divided and separated them so we couldn't come together and plot against him. Satan's trying to bring everybody together genetically as well, back the way it was with Nimrod. They're not telling you about this. God divided. Satan's trying to bring us back together. But in the meantime, Satan took that division and caused people to fight by applying war. War, when you trace the dates of it, war is designed for the extinguishing of life, the release of life force energy to allow possession and manifestation of the fallen angels into this realm. That's part of the purposes of war. They need those disasters. They need that death to release life force energy they can absorb and manifest in this plane of existence. You'll find this pans out with their different phases of the New Age movement relative to the war dates. It sure enough is. So white man's fear of the dance, of the ghost dance, the Indians knew about this, but before white man came over, before the 1400s, the Indians had to deal with the skinwalkers. Look it up. Skinwalkers were Nephilim in the North American plain. Giants that they had to deal with that were 12, 15, 20 foot or more tall. The legends of the skinwalkers in the American plains is true. They're the same Nephilim that David had to deal with Goliath. It's no different. So when they finally killed them off in caves, they'd find the caves they lived, they would seal the caves up and burn them out different ways. When they finally killed off the skinwalkers, which they have today, found pyramids, and they found skeletons that's gigantic that they're not telling you about. Then white man comes over to extinguish the rest of the indigenous tribes, or the ones who are here first, the offspring of Shem. Let's continue. And our proclivity to kill and torture both real and manufactured enemies, civilians and children, is unmatched. Our ignorance, our apathy, and our fear pretty much has enabled an American Holocaust that they're not talking about. We had slaves, family. Now, y'all may not like me, may even leave right now, but we had slaves in the Bible Belt from 1712 till 1860, and it continued on. We have to answer for that. The blacks in America have a lot of forgiving to do. The whites in America got a lot of repentance to do in this Bible Belt. In the Bible Belt, it will be first targeted for the North American Union. Why? Because it's considered the Bible Belt. The Bible Belt will be the first to go. Count on it. Right now, it's just being saved up. Your whistleblowers, your watchmen are crying out. Martin Luther King warned us. JFK warned us. Been warnings all along. Nobody's listening. You see, but we had American Holocaust, they're keeping silent. That we got to answer for here in the South, big time. You think we got away with having slaves from 17, even brought Willie Lynch over, 1712, to show us how to have better slaves. Look up Willie Lynch's letter, 1712. You tell me. Continuing. March 9th, 1945, Operation Meeting House, Tokyo, Japan. Firebombed Japan to submission. It was a Jesuit organized war, and World War II was planned back before 1873. Y'all get that? I didn't make a mistake. And just carried on as each step was laid in ground. As a matter of fact, after our Civil War, which was orchestrated by the Vatican, you had the French on the south side, you had the Germans on the north, did we not? Yes, right, we did. And they made sure that America fought the war to develop another need for a new loan beginning in 1859 to 1929. Had to have the Civil War. Because the loan before that was 1789 to 1859, 70 years. The next loan was up in 1859. Need another war. Set up another loan. We fought each other, which we're going to do again, of course. That's what Lincoln was for, but Lincoln went against him and was not going to take that loan at 33% interest, and that's why the Vatican murdered Lincoln. Because like Kennedy, he's going to step away with courage to challenge the system. The Vatican and the Freemasons assassinated him. Well, after 1860, America is being prepared to be a world leader militarily, to be the fighting arm of the Vatican for every war up to 1950 and beyond. That's a fact. Under the guise of liberty, democracy, fight for freedom, we've been lied to all along. Because they needed that strong family structure, sovereignty, patriotism, to foment the wars that were yet to happen. After World War II, 1945-47 time frame, then they had to target the family structure to eliminate the family structure in order to start the degradation of the U.S. system. And it began in four phases. Beginning in 1950, and Korea was the first phase. So, after 1860s, the samurai warrior, the feudal system of Japan, and the Indians, that system had to be eliminated to make way for the New World Order, the next step. And that's what happened to the samurai warrior, to set up Japan to be a military power, because they were going to be used again against China, and then finally used again in 1904 to set up the takeout of the Tsar. That was planned almost 75 to 100 years before. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Continuing. We firebombed Tokyo to submission. Because it's all about sacrifice of human beings. And the Japanese elite was also a part of the destruction of their own people. As ours is us. As Britain is them. The firebombing of Tokyo was unbelievable. Beyond comprehension. You see? And nobody knew any wiser that was part of the warriors. Satan's been a busy, busy boy. Now, FDR was a part of this, as he was a Luciferian. 100,000 civilians were burned to death, 1 million injured, and 1 million more were homeless in Japan. And their own people helped plan Pearl Harbor with Churchill and FDR. And the Illuminati and the Vatican. 16 square miles destroyed in Tokyo. And 5 months after that, August the 6th, 1945, nuclear explosion, Nagasaki and Hiroshima. As a test. And, ironically enough, it was the end of the second phase of the New Age movement brought on by Alice Bailey. Nagasaki was 3 days after Hiroshima. That destruction of human life allowed the manifestation of the demonic realm to come in this world. At the end of that second phase of bringing in the New Age movement, Alice Bailey was the one to set it up for bringing in the second phase. And it coincided with the manifestation of El Moria and Saint Germain, which were two fallen angels. World War II, World War I, 1919, brought in El Moria and Saint Germain. That was the First World War. Manifestation at the end of the Second World War, 1945, 20-some years later or so, Nagasaki and Hiroshima opened up bigger portals. They don't tell you about this stuff. Oh, by the way, they killed Blavatsky when she was done with her, 1890s. Her first phase was the introductory phase. Introductory phase. 1873 to 1890. She died in early 91. They killed her. When they're done with you, they kill you. The second phase of the New Age movement, the religion of the Antichrist, was 1919 to 1945. Alice Bailey. That was a preparatory phase. Oh, yeah. And notice they all fall in line with wars and disasters. They need that extinction of life to bring in life force energy to manifest and to facilitate their operations and plans. These are the things they don't tell you. This is about alchemy. I know this is heavy stuff. Preparatory phase was exactly 1875 to 1890, written down by Helena Vansky, as led by three fallen angels that channeled her and visited her by manifestation. That took a lot of energy for them to manifest this realm. The intermediate phase was 1919 at the end of World War I to 1949, beginning of the Korean War. In the middle, the manifestation of fallen angels, El Moria, Saint Germain, several others, and Alice Bailey, given the authorship of 18 books, was dictation given to her by the fallen angels themselves. Specifically, El Moria. Now, this El Moria, Saint Germain, Dajwaku, Sanat Kumara, these fallen angels, they call them, show up at every Wesak festival, every May. Now, you might find it interesting, the third phase of the New Age movement, called the revelatory phase, bringing the Aquarian Age, the New Age movement, to mankind, emerged after 1975 specifically, and to be given on a worldwide scale by the radio. The radio was the increase of the technology and channeling. In that same year, I found out from separate investigation that Colonel Michael Aquino, who worked at the Pentagon, founder of SET, he's there today even, MK Ultra expert, he's still there, invoked the Prince of Darkness, Satan, in 1975. This is actually about 3 years after Nixon had planned a military coup of the U.S. government in 72. To 1975, it was planned, by the way. All coincides. Continuing. Keep in mind, though, no matter what I tell you today, they lose whatever they've done. The civilians at Hiroshima was 135,000. Nagasaki is 50,000. And did you all know that the Japanese were negotiating with the Vatican right before Nagasaki and Hiroshima? Yep. They were already negotiating to surrender completely. But they could not allow, the Vatican could not allow that to happen. So they gave orders to D.C. to the White House to drop those bombs anyway. Now you know why. And also as a warning to Stalin, because next was to be the fictitious alternate enemy called communism, actually developed in 1776, by the way, carried on to Clinton Roosevelt, then to Karl Marx, was to warn, make sure that Stalin, second cousin to Hitler, second cousin to Churchill, and second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II, they're all second cousins, not to falter in setting up the next enemy called communism. That would set up the next fictitional alternative enemy and the Cold War, which was a fraud anyway. You know, the firebombing of civilians and the destruction of towns and villages in Tokyo was actually according to Pratt here, so successful that became the core strategy of our Air Force in every war that followed. And in Japan, General LeMay relentlessly kept up the incendiary bombing attacks by the end of World War II. Flames had totally or partially consumed 63 Japanese cities, killing 500,000 people and leaving 8 million homeless. That's from the Asian Pacific Journal. And General Curtis LeMay, he said, "I suppose if I had lost the war, I would have been tried as a war criminal. However, we did lose the war because all we did was bring over 10,000 Nazis into America under Operation Paperclip, and they just continued the policy. World War II was simply a continuation of World War I. You see, every war, Satan has tried to bring about a new world order, and God is in control every single time. Now, June 25th, 1950, July 27th, 1953, Korean War. General Douglas MacArthur, like LeMay, believed in the killing of civilians and bombing of towns and villages as military targets. In fact, he became famous for a scorched earth bombing policy. However, according to General Douglas MacArthur, his own memoirs, he said, I quote, General Douglas MacArthur, "The possibility," this comes directly from General MacArthur, quote, "the possibility of Red China entry into the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued to the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa, Taiwan, which in effect protected Red China mainland from attack by Chiang Kai-shek forces of 500,000 men," unquote. So in other words, according to the untold story of Douglas MacArthur, not only did Truman declare it was against American policy for the free Chinese to reclaim communist China, but not only that, but he ordered the American fleet in the Straits of Formosa to ensure the Chiang Kai-shek and 500,000 men could not invade Red China to make it free. And the State Department and Truman got their orders from the Vatican. They needed communism to get us through Vietnam and to 1987. So the other fake, Reagan, could placate us and say it was destroyed in 87, and it was not. Now, protected by U.S. Navy, China was free to send its soldiers to North Korea and to aid in the attack on the South. And since Chiang Kai-shek could not fight China without first getting through the U.S. Navy, Chiang Kai-shek ordered the use of his troops to fight in South Korea then. Well, according to testimony, an actual quote of General Douglas MacArthur, quote, "The Taiwanese government of Chiang Kai-shek," that's the free Chinese now, "who less than a week after the North Koreans didn't cross the 30th parallel, offered the State Department an advance force of 33,000 troops that could be embarked for Korea within 5 days after the offer was accepted. The suggestion was politely refused. Formosa was at the time a member of the United Nations and therefore could have been represented in the United Nations force. But the American government would not tolerate such a move," unquote. Now, break here. I'm going to take a step further. By me telling you this, it gives you the impression that our American government is rotten and worthless. No. God ordained all countries to have a government, Romans 13. The people within it are the ones that corrupt actual government that God set up. If you don't have government, you have anarchy. It's real simple. However, Satan has subjugated that throughout the world. Now, here's the rub to this. Right now, they, the Illuminati, Freemasons, other so-called truth tellers, are letting you know some of the same things I'm saying. But their agenda is this. The Illuminati has said in their documentation, quote, once the worthlessness of all governments have been revealed, then they will launch the New World Order, the World Revolutionary Movement. So they want you now to see how worthless a government is, as I'm showing you, really, but they all are. That's the point. All the governments are worthless, but they have government anyway. There is no replacement. No man or group or organization or patriotic group, whatever how good they think they are, can replace one government for the next. It's impossible because the Freemasons, the Jesuits, secret societies, the Illuminati, always, always controls both sides of every government and every movement. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. Jesus is the only one that's going to defeat Satan and these forces. Now, all they got to do is form it some kind for the fourth, actually fifth time. Let's say a military takeover of the U.S. government. You may wake up, I don't know, April 16th, April 19th. You may wake up in a military coup with the White Hats or whatever. Some military coup and debts forgiven and everybody celebrating all this and all that. That's only to placate. Exchanging what I call the pot for the kettle. One bad for one bad. They could placate us for another 50 years that way if they wanted to. This is called the dialectic. It worked in 1776. It worked in 1865. It's liable to work again if they're not ready to foment the New World Order. Or if they are, they'll still do it. Family, I know this could be complicated. Maybe your mind's kind of going, blah, but I'm trying to simplify as much as possible to show you how Satan has actually been working. And the desperate attempts that they're making. The Council of Foreign Relations are the ones that do the murdering and giving the orders. We think we're fighting for democracy and all this. Same thing in Europe. Same thing in Australia. Same thing in every one of these countries. In every country, even in Africa, they control both sides of every conflict. That's the point. Not just America at all. It's every government, every system is controlled by Satan through the royal blue bloodline families who are nothing more than slaves of fallen angels and Satan. That's the point. They flew 1,040,708 sorties, missions, and dropped 386,000 tons of bombs and 32,350 tons of napalm in North Korea. And Korea was planned to lose from the beginning. Well, as a matter of fact, I give some evidence here. Quote, article in Chicago Tribune. As in World War II, the Chicago Tribune blamed the Council on Foreign Relations for the ill-advised entry into her first police action. Well, it wasn't ill-advised. The problem is it was set up that way. I will quote the article. Quote, the members of the council, that's Council on Foreign Relations, should look at their hands. There's blood in them. the dried blood of the last war, that's World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War, unquote. You'll find that, actually, Chicago Tribune editorial on December the 9th, 1950. Carol Quigley talks about it on page 92 of his book. You'll also find that article in the Chicago Tribune. Boy, sure blows the Dickens out of history, don't it? 5 million people were displaced. In Korea, estimated 2 to 4 million killed.
No, it was just continuing.
Robert McNamara.
And events afterwards showed that our judgment that we'd been attacked that day was wrong.
Gulf of Tonkin, August 2nd, 1964.
I referred to it as another sinking of the Maine.
Suggesting?
Senator Wayne Morris.
You know what the best historical advice is in regard to the sinking of the Maine. It was a deliberate act on the part of the United States to have an excuse to go to war against Spain. The Gulf of Tonkin was in a deliberate, aggressive act on the part of the Johnson administration to justify making war against North Vietnam.
Now, I told you all many times before that sinking of the Maine was a false flag designed to justify the emergence of a U.S. military force. And by the time Edward, Edward Bernays used the term fight for freedom and got us all up and running about it. Family had been fooled all along. And so is the Russians. So is the Germans. So is the Japanese. So is the Muslims. We've all had the same enemy all along. Whew. That's a sweeping statement to make, but it's true. American deaths in Vietnam, 58,220. Civilian casualties, 1,170,000. And civilian deaths, 1 million. Now, American deaths were 58,220, right? To start the death on the long-term basis of American soldiers, they started the Agent Orange. And also, it really caused a lot of problems in the genetic DNA makeup and for the Vietnamese. And that's something. The Vietnamese, North Vietnamese, and American soldiers fighting each other actually had the same enemy as the Jesuits and the communists. Our own government and Europe at the highest level. Well, in August of 1966, the State Department actually issued a pamphlet. The pamphlet was entitled Private Boycotts Versus the National Interest. And it stated the following. I quote the pamphlet. All American citizens should know that any American businessman who chooses to engage in peaceful trade with the Soviet Union or Eastern European countries and to sell the goods he buys is acting within the rights and is following policy of his government. But any organization, however patriotic in intention, that undertakes to boycott, blacklist, or otherwise penalize or attack any American business for engaging in peaceful trade with Eastern European countries of the Soviet Union is acting against the interest of the United States. You see, Kennedy had fomented a sense of patriotism. The VC was communist, so businesses were following the real president. Kennedy, because of his patriotism, they were falling in line with it. But LBJ was controlled by the Vatican, as all the other presidents were. Truman, Eisenhower, a lot of them. Reagan, Carter, Bush, Clinton. Every single one of them. So the businesses were falling in line with the patriotic fervor and not working with China, with Russia. So the State Department made sure that they did. I'll tell you why. because Dr. Anthony Sutton, Tragedy and Hope, said or concluded that the guns, ammunition, weapons, transportation systems that killed Americans in Vietnam, 58,220, came from American subsidized economy of the Soviet Union. And also in Korea, the Soviet Union served as a conduit for American businessmen to profit. In World War I, Rockefellers made $200 million. Here's the big rub on that. One of the more tragic sales to the Russian government occurred in 1966. And 1966 was a major supernatural event, too, by the way, of the New Age movement. At that one year, 1966. And September 11th. Oh, that's right. Oh, my goodness. September 11th, 1966. September 11th, 1966 was Masonic dedication of the cornerstone of the World Trade Center. September 11th, 1941 was a Masonic dedication to the Pentagon. Did you hear what I said? Well, in 1966, after this pamphlet was issued, allowing businesses to work with the Russians, one of the sales sent the Soviet Union the entire technical specifications which they needed to build the glycerol plant. Specifically in Vietnam, glycerol was used as a detonator in booby traps. Over 50% of all American casualties suffered in Vietnam came from booby traps. The Vietnam vets don't know this. They fought bravely for democracy and all that, they were told. Same thing in Korea, same thing in World War II, same thing in World War I, same thing in every war. Now, people get mad at me when I tell them this. All I'm trying to do is wake them up to what's really going on. The Gulf War in the 1990s was no different. They lied about Iraq, but they're under control of a Luciferian. See, Obama's not really even a Muslim. He's a trained Muslim. He's not Muslim. He's like his cousin Bush, Cheney, Kerry, Dole, Clinton, Carter, Reagan, the whole doggone lot of them are all part of this Luciferian order. Jesus Christ is the only one that you can depend on. And that includes in religion, politics, the whole lot, every single one. You don't have anyone right now you can depend on except Jesus. They're all going to pretend, the Ron Pauls, all these guys, Rosicrucian. His wife is an Eastern Star. Family, Jesus Christ is the only one. That's my point. Now, I don't plan on running for any political office because I'd never get elected in a million years. Matter of fact, I'm lucky to even receive a letter sometimes from anybody. But I got friends out there that think along the same lines. If anybody, you know, sees I'm wrong, they'll tell me in a heartbeat, and I don't mind. The family, everything I tell you, I've got to study for it. I cheat, man. I get evidence before I say a word. I have solid evidence of everything I tell you. And that's, anybody can do that. It's not, I'm nothing special at all. It's just I'm stubborn, hard-headed, and I love the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's non-negotiable. You understand? It's, you know, and I don't follow any human being, no country, no flag, no nothing except Jesus and the King James Bible. You show me something different, then go on ahead. You see, there's not one Bible out of 300 versions. Not one even comes close to the King James Bible. And not one preacher from the Pope all the way down to Billy Graham, the whole lot of them, can show differently. And that's what they do. They cover the NIV Bible. They support the Vatican. They call the New American Standard Bible, the Jerusalem Bible. They got the Message. They got the Secret. They got whatever they got. The Book of Urantia, Book of Thomas, the Book of Judas, the Book of Mary. All those books, heretical, Gnostics, and garbage. The Apocrypha, Septuagint, Douay Rheims. Man, I can keep going till I lose my breath. And every one of them can be proven to be inadequate and of Satan. Every single one of them, guaranteed and promise you. The King James Bible is the only true word of God. You can call it onlyism if you want to, but the evidence is there to refute you. Because it's important to know what these churches are doing, the deception they're causing millions. And the same thing for the governments. There's no replacing the governments with another government or a coup, because one is no better than the other. But Jesus will be the one to permanently replace every doggone one of them. You see? Render to Caesar, which is Caesar's, unto God, that which is God's. If the government calls you to sin against God, that's when you refuse to do it. Render to Caesar, which belongs to Caesar. But when they cause you to sin, like taking that mark of the beast, that microchip, uh-uh. Vaccines, uh-uh. Take a blood oath against your fellow man, uh-uh. Nope. Family, seek the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of sins and take him as your Savior. That is the bottom line. And you're going to have to be strong, because he's going to come at you. But remember, the last becomes first, and the first will become last. But it's not for us to bring vengeance. It's not for us to make judgment. But we are to correct, rebuke, but not to judge. Big, big difference there. We can't judge moral behavior. I can't for anybody. I definitely can't. But when a preacher or somebody else says something outside of the Bible and I see a scripture different, I won't tell them about it. That you can do. Matter of fact, that's what you're supposed to do. Ezekiel 33, Isaiah 62. Once you know the truth, you're required to tell the truth and to preach it. Well, family, whoa, we're at the end right now. And I'll let y'all know, too, we're played up at highportradio.net. Highportradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Kirkler, at www.highportradio.net. And his email is highpointradio@yahoo.com, highpointradio@yahoo.com. We're played KBLU radio as well. Blue Raven Network. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. And I have archives up there you can listen to if you'd like. I keep them up there. I keep them up to date. Kirkler is up there. Yeah, highpointradio.net is up there at New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. He's got sponsors there, and that's what he does. And that's where he plays his radio up there. So you can visit. We're played randomly up there, and we're simulcast at KBLU Radio. Tonight, I go on 8 to 10. It's untelling what I'll talk about tonight. But 8 to 10 on RevelationRadioNetwork.org. And I'm also played with the same broadcast on my website here that you're hearing today. Or you can come on their network on the Blog Talk Radio. If it's hard to read, hard to hear, then come back to this one I'll be on here. I simulcast it with my own network at the same time I talk at RevelationRadioNetwork.org. And then, of course, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is Bible study, 7:30 to 9, and broadcast 4 to 6, Monday through Friday. Family, You know, I guess if you're first time listening, I probably kind of overwhelmed you a little bit, I guess, maybe. I'm sorry, but this is a complicated conspiracy we're in. It is real, and I'm trying to warn people about it, about the deception of this Jeshua, Yahweh thing going on. Look up the Hebrew Roots movement. They're lying to you. I don't know how else to tell it. I can't dance around the bush. I don't play that mulberry bush much very well. I'm straight out, straight forward, and head to head. And that's exactly what's going on. Christian identity, they're lying to you. Jerusalem Bible is not a Bible of God. It's a Bible of the Vatican. And it's totally corrupted. I can prove it. It's not a problem. You can, matter of fact, don't even need me. You can do it yourself if you really look it up and follow the stream of translation. There's only two. The family, the enemy is Satan. Satan has fallen angels working under him and demons. They're real. They're supernatural. There's no aliens or no ascended masters. It's a lie. It's a masquerade. Halloween on steroids. But they're real. They use human servers that are stroked by their ego, by their bloodline, rewards. They're called the Illuminati. The inside Illuminati is Italian and German, called Roman. 13 families exact. Outside Illuminati, all the assorted. Rothschilds, Rockefeller, DuPont, Onassis, Lee family in China, Reynolds family, it's the 13 of them. Walt Disney, one evil individual, absolutely, to hide the supernatural under the guise of fiction and fantasy. That's what it's for. Look it up. You'll find it to be true. You don't have to accept it, but it's a fact. Family, have a great night tonight. Know that Jesus Christ won on the cross of Calvary. But count every trial and tribulation as a blessing. And getting ready for that day when he comes. But that day you're tested shows he loves you, making you stronger. The harder they come, the stronger you get. And never give up. Y'all have a great evening. And for those that want to, I'll see y'all at 8 o'clock tonight. I just hit the ground running again. And then tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So, hey, y'all come back now here. And we'll see y'all tomorrow or tonight, either one you choose. Have a great evening. And God bless. Signing off.
Like sunlight from the sky, guilt and my confusion disappear in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Good night, and God bless, and see y'all later. Have a good night. Signing off.